My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Look, I'm not taking any drugs, all right?
I'm not taking any drugs.
Ain't in a Mexican restaurant in the back?
I'm not in the back of a Mexican restaurant doing a line of coke. That was 40
Marcus
years
Jordan.
Ago. Yeah, exactly. I'm not Marcus Jordan. I know the Cowboys are the Cowboys. The Cowboys are the legacy team in the NFL. Like America's team. I get it. Are they watchable right now? Are they trending the right way right now? Because like you're going to look up one day and all of a sudden you're going to be going, man, what were they thinking? Like, so I'll put it this way. We young fans, say 10 or 12 to 22, 23 years old. Is that a team that you can become a fan of, the Dallas Cowboys?
I think the only way a young person will become a fan of the Cowboys is if their family
are
Cowboys
exactly
fans.
Right.
That, outside of that, I don't think people just going to look and be like, oh, you know what? Let me be a fan of the Cowboys. It's the same thing like how people used to pump up the Knicks a lot and the Lakers a lot, and they haven't been that good in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the Showtime Lakers or, you know, the Knicks of the past.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of been the laughing stock a little bit up until last season. But I feel like if your family is not a Cowboys fan, I don't see them, somebody picking the Cowboys saying, you know what, that's a good team.
That's the squad I want to watch.
Yeah.
You have to realize, like, if you put it in, like, real world terms, there are people out there, and there are a lot of these people listening to us right now, that are 27, 28, 29 years old. They're married. They're paying a mortgage. They got a kid or two.
They're grown as hell.
They're grown as hell. I ain't never seen the Cowboys win a Super Bowl. Like, grown-ass adults.
Yeah, or probably just know the Cowboys for wetting the bed in the playoffs all the time.
Yeah.
I know a bunch of them, actually.
Yeah.
A bunch of Cowboys fans that never seen it. I always tell them, go YouTube it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's why I'm saying this. Because, again, I'm not doing drugs. I get that they're the Cowboys. I dug into some research, some data, I should say. The Cowboys, well, let me put it this way. I've got it right in front of me. According to Google, their most recent research, the Cowboys are the most searched NFL team in the world. But then I started thinking, are those fans of the Cowboys or are those people who love hating the Cowboys? Because I think there's more of those. There absolutely is more of those. 2023 survey by Vivid Seats sells tickets. Cowboys fans are still buying a lot of tickets. I think they're top three in the NFL. But their ticket buying in the last 5 years, people going to Cowboys games, down 40% from what it was, I think, well, 5 years ago. And they rank third right now behind the Chiefs and the 49ers. And that's significant because the Chiefs were not even in the same hemisphere as the Cowboys before.
Yeah.
49ers were, but still, that's significant. Then there was this. At the end of last season, there was a statistical survey done by this place called Statista, which does stats on all kinds of sports stuff. It said the Cowboys were the 10th most popular team among American football fans. 10th. So the reason I'm bringing all this up is yesterday, Jerry Jones just kind of flexes and is Jerry Jones. Like, he just says what's on his mind. They haven't signed Dak. They haven't signed Micah. And he's had this to say about CeeDee Lamb.
I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
He doesn't have a sense of urgency to sign CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb ended up LOLing it on Twitter. Micah Parsons retweeted the LOL on Twitter. Like, the Cowboys are kind of resting on their laurels. And I'm wondering, well, help us out. We got a lot of young fans listening to us. 713-572-4610. Do you think they're vulnerable?
100%. Because that was a team, and, you know, I never cared for the Cowboys, but that was a squad where it was kind of like the Steelers. You just point at that star.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you got to come play for the Cowboys. It was like an honor to play for the Cowboys. And now a lot of stuff has changed. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned the Lakers and the Knicks earlier. That was a thing where they didn't have to really sell you on that.
Yeah.
All they got to say is Madison Square Garden. Look at all these stars in the stands. It's New York City. It's Gotham City.
Yeah.
And then same thing with the Lakers. Look at all these stars. It's L.A. Like, we don't have to sell you on all of this stuff. But now, in this day and age, you do have to sell people to go play for the Lakers.
They're not interested.
This is not the Lakers with Magic Johnson. This ain't the Showtime Lakers.
Yeah, so and Chris, I want to ask you, because you're in that younger demographic. But to me, from where I'm sitting, like, they're the Cowboys, and they're resting on their laurels, and they're dominant in terms of branding. But I feel like they're kind of getting complacent. And they're not an interesting team. They consistently have fallen short of expectations. Jerry Jones is just kind of being Jerry Jones, but it's kind of working against him now. People are rolling their eyes. They don't know. Dak Prescott is not a must-watch quarterback. You know, this is not a must-watch team. Chris, I mean, like, your vibe, you know, with your friends, and are the Cowboys like that anymore?
No, they're not. I mean, talking to, like, fans, people like my age, it's just, they're kind of just tired of it. They're tired of this team just always underperforming. Jerry Jones always, like, not doing what he's supposed to do, you know, keeping the stars that you're supposed to keep. So it's just like, at some point, it's just, I'm over it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no need for me to go and buy tickets and go out of my way to support this team.
Now, you're a Giants fan, to be fair,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to be fair. But it's just like, it just wouldn't make sense if you were a Cowboys fan, to support that team when they're not really showing anything to, like, be happy about, especially with the whole CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons thing. So it's just like, I would understand why they're kind of trending downwards in sort of a sense.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah, and I think eventually people do get tired, and we've seen it here. We've seen it over at NRG where, you know, fans really got tired and they gave up their season tickets.
Yeah.
And that was tough, man. And they actually seen that, how tough that was.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why you had, you know, the Menares getting out there.
Yeah.
Trying to rebuild from the ground up.
Well,
and try to reestablish that relationship.
Yeah.
I don't see unless I'm wrong, I don't see the Cowboys trying to reestablish that relationship with fans and try to make the product better.
Well, the other thing is, we are in an era where you better be an intention getter. You need to be interesting on social media. You need to have people or players or stars or personalities. That's what grabs young fans, you know?
Yeah.
And the Cowboys are just kind of like, forget the losing or falling short. They're not like, Micah, okay, you know, I get it. But, like, they're not like, oh, I got to see that guy.
Yeah, and then, too, I feel like the Cowboys, they have a lot of fans all over the place
mm-hmm.
that probably never even been to Dallas.
Yeah.
That probably never actually been to a Dallas Cowboys game. And, you know, it's cool to get all that attention on social media and all that stuff, but if these fans ain't coming to the games and, you know, they're not filling up these seats and stuff like that,
yeah,
that's when it eventually become a problem. And it's like, all right, we really – like you'll have people just saying, I'm done with the Cowboys. I'm not paying for this.
Yeah.
Especially after the offseason they just had
mm-hmm.
and just this cockiness and stuff like this. Now that's when people start questioning, like, man, do these dudes really want to win?
Dude, their attendance at training camp has been down. Like think about that. That's a ticket, man. People want to go just try to get autographs, just catch a glimpse of the Cowboys and all that. And they can't get people into training camp.
It also doesn't help when the owner, Jerry Jones, is talking about, oh, we're going all in, and then they do nothing. And then he gets on yesterday, he's just like, I don't have a sense of urgency to mm-hmm. sign your star wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like, as a fan, like, what does that tell you?
Yeah, to me, that sounds like some cockiness that New England back in their dynasty days would have did.
Yeah.
Where they have a star receiver and – you know, they necessarily probably don't need them because they're the Patriots and they're going to be good regardless because they got Tom Brady, where they say, you know what? There's no urgency. We the Patriots.
Yeah.
We good already.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the Cowboys are at a point where they got to look themselves in the mirror and like, hey, we still the Cowboys and, you know, we still get love on ESPN and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But in reality, we need to improve this team if we want to win a Super Bowl
and
all that
be
stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like I could just sense, like, the Cowboys fans listening to us. There you go again in Houston. You're obsessed with the Cowboys. I'm not obsessed with the Cowboys. I think it's actually apathy. Like it was fun when I could hate the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. Maybe you can call that being obsessed. To me, it was just being a fan of Houston teams. But I'm like, they don't move the needle.
Yeah.
And that's so that ties in with not necessarily the Texans. I mean, in a perfect world, the Texans could explode into something like the Chiefs or whatever. But let's use the Chiefs as an example. That's an interesting team. That's a winning team. That's a team that has personality. That's a team that has, the vibe, as I said earlier, that young fans can cling to. You know, all those young fans, and by the way, like I said, the Chiefs are number one right now. They're the number one trending and popular team.
I think it helped a lot with Taylor Swift is a fan
and
of that team, too.
And that's interesting.
Yeah. And like, and back in the day, you did have mm-hmm. celebrities that were fan of the Cowboys and that would go to the games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that did help. But in this day and age, man, when you're not doing anything in the offseason and this team just keep falling short and short and – they just walking around like they bleep don't stink.
Like they're still that.
Yeah. It's just like, man, you ain't the hot girl like that now, man. Like, it's so many other hot girls over here.
Yeah.
You need to humble yourself.
Because of the legacy that you talked about at the start of this, they're not going anywhere anytime soon, but they're not gaining popularity. And that means they're losing popularity.
And that's
that means they're losing popularity.
And see, at that point, you got to go back to square one.
Yeah.
Like, you got to throw all of that. We are the Cowboys. We don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, people should just want to play for us. Y'all got to throw that out the window and just start from square one and try to, you know, sell the mixtapes out the trunk like the old days. And I think that's what Callan Hanna did, man.
Yeah.
And the team was bad. The attendance was bad, so what did Cal do? He went out there and started flipping some hamburgers.
That's right.
He started shaking hands with the fans all that stuff. Yeah, I don't see any other owner really doing it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And salute to them. They just became personalities.
Yeah.
And it was a time when the team was bad. And, of course, you still had some fans that was like, man, they doing all this.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't helping the football team at all. That's not helping what's going on the field. But eventually, they started from the ground up, and now you don't hear a bad thing about them.
And
you don't hear people saying bad things
don't hear
about them.
One bad thing about them.
And ain't no more sell the team, Kyle, and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
they did it from the ground up.
And there's no way we're even gonna suggest that this is a chance for the Texans to no. It's going to be decades. All I'm saying is that family legacy is dwindling while the Texans are going up. So that means they're losing ground, the Texans gaining ground. And if they get to where the Chiefs are or somewhere in that neighborhood, they won't be the Cowboys in 5 years, but 10, 15, 20 years, maybe there's an opportunity right here.
It is. And like I said, the arrow is pointing up.
Yeah.
All they got to do is keep winning games and just be in the mix. And I think it is a possibility they could. I don't want to say pass the Cowboys up as far as a brand, but I feel like people will be talking about C.J. Stroud and the Texans more than the Cowboys.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.